Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, June 18th, and you're listening to the big call. I hope everybody's tuned in all over the globe. Thank you, satellite team, for getting the signal out to so many countries, as many as 200 countries around the globe, and we've had confirmation of about 25 million individuals that the call has gone to. It's a unique software thing where they can translate my voice into umpteen different languages in 3 seconds. So that's really an amazing feat. We count ourselves blessed to have a satellite team that can make all that work technologically and get it out there. So we're excited. Oh, don't forget, federal holiday tomorrow. That's right, Juneteenth is June 19th. It celebrates the end of slavery, the Emancipation Proclamation, and it is now a federal holiday. So keep that in mind tomorrow. And beyond that, let's pray the call in as we welcome everybody around the globe. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a wonderful teaching from God's Word. Lord God, we thank you for everything that's happening in our lives. Some things seem not so good. Some things seem fine and good. But Lord, we have to take everything. We have to take it all. And we have to work through the tough times, the difficult times, times of stress and times of challenge in order to get to the other side. And thank you for the fact that you're there with us always. You remain closer than a brother. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we trust you and trust that fact. And now as we come to the threshold of this blessing, we thank you that you're right there in the midst of us, right there with us. Give us a great call tonight, we pray. Give everybody peace as we await this revelation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time. Bob's week begins now. Our week begins with your teaching. So it's exciting for all of us.
It's such an honor. I mean, I just really think about that, how it's true for all of us that the week starts because such a large community is gathered and they're now about to contemplate something really meaningful in possibly a group of 25 million people. That's a very beautiful, beautiful, coherent act. So this is a wonderful teaching tonight, and it's called Delete the Old Story. It's interesting that as little children, we start off with big dreams. We're going to be an astronaut, a designer, an architect, a scientist, or a singer. A little boy recently told me that he was going to design airplanes. He seemed to know everything about avionics, the electronic systems used on aircraft. As children, we have no limits. We believe we can do great things. But over time, our dreams start to get watered down. People tell us what we can't do. We go through disappointments, things that are unfair, and life starts to rewrite over our dream story. We let the negative taint how we see ourselves and what we're capable of. We end up settling for so much less than what God has for us. Pay attention to the story you're telling yourself. Go back to what God put in your heart. He wants you to dream again, to believe again, to love again. Don't let a wrong story limit your destiny. Don't believe the lies that say, just live with the sickness and depression. You'll never get well. You'll never go to college. You'll never meet the love of your life. You better hope that you can just make it through life. Telling yourself a new story, you can still accomplish your dream. You can still get well. You can still meet the one that is your eternal life partner. You can still go to new levels. Delete the old story. Get rid of the limited thinking. That's what's stopping the new things that God has in store for you. This is a mistake the Israelites made. God brought them out of slavery in Egypt, parted the Red Sea, and led them towards the promised land. It was a great day. Their dreams were coming to pass. They were finally free. But the problem was that they still saw themselves as slaves. They saw themselves as always being at a disadvantage. We've been through too much. Oy vey. Every time they faced opposition, they either complained or were afraid. When they came near to the promised land, God told them he would give them victory. But they said, Moses, the people are too big. We don't have a chance. Let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back to being slaves. Notice how powerful a wrong story is. After being in slavery, mistreated and abused for their entire lives, they wanted to go back to that same environment. They came out of Egypt, but Egypt never came out of them. If you don't change the story you're telling yourself, you'll go back to doing things that don't make sense. God delivered them from the Pharaoh, gave them manna to eat every morning, and brought water out of a rock. They saw his awesome power firsthand. It seemed as though it would have been so logical, so easy for them to say, this is a new day. God has done great things. We're free. He promised to give us this land. Let's go in. Instead, they kept their slave mentality. The story they told themselves was, well, we'll always be defeated. This is our lot in life. But I love the fact that the children of these Israelites, the next generation, had a different story. Their attitude was, we've seen the suffering, the mistreatment, and the years of wandering through the desert. That may be what our parents accepted, but that is not our story. We are going into the promised land. We're going to eat the fruit. We're going to live in the houses we didn't build and enjoy the blessings God has in store for us. Their parents saw themselves as slaves. These children saw themselves as sons and daughters of the Most High God. They knew they were not at a disadvantage, but were surrounded by his favor. Think about that for a moment. And think about the opportunity to leave the old story and to become God's new story for yourself and for the world. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's a really good teaching, Sue. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight. It's a wonderful story And it talks about exactly what you brought out, the mentality that the Israelites had under captivity for 440 years in Egypt. And it just, it lets you know that, golly, people's attitudes, and the attitudes, you know, when the 12 spies went to spy the land, to check out the land of milk and honey, and of those 12, two came back with a positive report talking about how big the fruit was there and how much honey and everything. In other words, it was a great report. But 10 said, oh, but there are giants in the land. We can't take those guys. They're too big. But see, God had told them, I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to send swarms of hornets down and drive them out of that land. But it comes down to faith. Did they believe God would do that? Did they believe God would provide manna from heaven every day? And a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night keep them warm in the desert as it cooled down at night? And the cloud was to shade them from the super hot sun in the desert? God provided that. And then when they complained and said, oh, we want more than bread. We need some meat. And so God provided quail, you know, quail to eat. And he provided that for quail, and now he had bread and quail. You know, when it came to water, yeah, they were thirsty. They came upon this area, Meribah and Meribah, and they came upon that. In that particular area, God told Moses to strike the rock with his rod, and out gush water. I mean, like a river, gush water, so that not only did the people get to drink and bathe, but also the livestock was able to drink. All their livestock was able to drink. But they call that area of Meribah and Meribah, they call it grump and gripe, grump and complain. Enough complaining, Ahadi. We don't need to complain no more.
Kvetching.
You know, but that's what... Kvetching. Oy.
Yep.
You should be so lucky. You got plenty of water here. You know. But really, I just think God probably, when all that was going on, was just shaking his head. Oy. But the bottom line was, it's faith that pleases God. It's faith that God wants to see in us. Not works, not baptism, not church membership, not I'm singing in the choir. All those are good things, but what really turns God on is our faith. Do we believe? Do we take God at his word? If God had told that to us, would we believe? Put yourself in the place of those Jewish wanderers, because that's what they were, wandering through the desert. 40 years. They get for about an 8-day journey. But they had no faith to believe. God has given us the measure of faith to believe. And if you want more faith, you can ask God for more faith or anything. And he'll freely give it to you. Sue, I thought that was a great teaching. You could have gone on and on and on with that. It was so good. Bob, what did you think of that teaching? And besides faith, what did it say to you?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I love the idea of deleting the old story.
I know. Knew you would.
And that's what Bruce is just talking about at the very end there.
Yeah.
Delete the old story and stop complaining, right? And that's just, you know, that's what I used to see people with bumper stickers that said, "Who would you be without your story?" And they got them from Byron Katie's website.
Mm.
And that was her whole thing, was stop with the story, right? And Eckhart Tolle the same way. Oh, my story, my story. And so, That's right. And so the answer to the question, who would you be without your story? It's like, maybe you could be everything without your story, or you could be anything and everything. And you could really shoot for the stars and create heaven on earth for you and the others around you, and contribute to the creating of heaven on earth. And, you know, have that faith that it's possible. Have faith in your fate. Have faith in our fate. And this is a journey, just as it was a journey, you know, in the story in the Bible. It's a life here is a journey out of an old story, out of our past, out of the limitations that have been put on our very selves from our past. And we can take action to actually live out that same story and free ourselves. We can make a vision of where we want to go, what we want to do. We can make a mind map. We can make a vision board. We can even make a mind movie that is the design of our own paradox. And, you know, Sue, this reminds me of the story of John Assaroff. He told the story about sitting with his 5-year-old son. And they mm-hmm. were unpacking boxes because they moved into a new house. And it was this beautiful house they had just moved into. John had become very successful. And his son pulled out a piece of cardboard out of this box, and it had all these pictures on it, and he asked his dad what it was. And he told him, "Oh, that was my vision board. I've had it for years." And they looked at it together, and one of the pictures was a picture of a house. And when John looked at it more closely, he was astonished to realize that he was sitting in the living room of that exact house that he had put the picture of on his vision board.
Hmm.
And he had bought this house forgetting that years before he had seen a picture of it in a magazine and cut it out and put it on his vision board.
Amazing.
And that was his journey. That was his vision. And we can do the same. We can simply say three things and find pictures wherever, on the internet, in a magazine, put them on a vision board, get a software that you can make a mind movie, and start with gratitude, right? Start with an affirmation, a statement of gratitude to God. I'm so grateful that God has granted me limitlessness, and God has granted me great faith. And start your mind movie that way. And then continue with affirmations. I'm so grateful now that the Sahara is an oasis. And put in your vision board the things that will occur that will help to make that come true. And imagine the people around you, because you're not going to walk out of the desert on your own. There's going to be a tribe with you. And imagine you're climbing a mountain. And as you go up, you're all helping each other. You're all pulling the person below you. And when you get to the top, you notice there's this great divide. But on the other side is this beautiful paradise that you've created in your mind. and now's the time to demonstrate your faith. Jump. Go ahead and jump off of the safety of the peak of that mountain so you can fly to the other side, to paradise, and show your faith and know that those that have gone before you are there to catch you as you arrive, and that you then will become the catcher for the next person of your tribe, and all together will land in paradise.
That's so beautiful.
Wow.
Bob.
Mm-hmm. It really is beautiful, Bob. Thank you for that. Wow. Once again, Sue, you've had a beautiful teaching, and your comments, Bob's comments. What are your comments about this teaching, Sue? Anything specific speak to you in it?
It's fun. It's fun to tie together our synthesis between the three of us. And I love what you bring in about the scripture. And in our last meeting, which was Monday in the pod, everything is about context. So you took the interesting context about how the awareness of God helped to create so everybody had water and they had plenty to work with, Bruce. And then what I love about what Bob brought is that here we are listening to a scriptural interpretation of what is possible, right? And what's wonderful, and I really, really want to underline this, put it up in the sky in big letters for everybody to see, we're in a very powerful new time, and Bob captured it really well, where we know that our thoughts are so powerful. Our emotions are so powerful. And our imagination and the fact that our cells have 1.4 volts of energy, and you have 70 to 100 trillion cells. So when you do something like write out your dream, envision your dream, look at it, you're harnessing all the power that is in your body and connected to God. And that we now know that scientifically, that it's not something happening to us. It's about choosing our power. So the new story is we're choosing our power, and we're choosing to surround ourselves with people that are passionate about surrounding themselves with people that are choosing their power to create with God. We don't give all our power away. We create with our power and with God's power, and we can create whatever we want. And the story that you could be telling yourself as I wrap this up is, I love this. Get your pen out. I am now normalizing. I'm now normalizing that when I focus when I focus with God, I can get a lot of what I want. I expect that when I'm focusing with God and I'm practicing and using my awareness and my thinking and my feeling, I'm expecting that as I speak things and see things, that this or something better is going to be mine. It's this or better. What if you really believe that? What if you really practice normalizing that all that power, when you start understanding how strong and you concentrate and you really pull in the science of it, and then you take your faith and you combine those two, there's not going to be a question in your mind that your big task going forward is to jump, like Bob said, into this new paradise of power, serving God and creating heaven on earth. That's going to be the fun. Okay, let me see. Let me run a thought experiment. Let me run an experiment. In this week, what can I create, even little things, that I go, wow, I focused, I expected, and I expected to receive. How did I do? How did I do? That's where, if we could all participate in doing that, we would be astounded. Just like Bob said, just like you were saying with every, but it's a quality. We're all going for getting out of a slave existence to working together to be in a quality existence. And what does that mean to you? It means beauty and kindness and love and being in the perfect rhythm for you. Finding who you are, knowing that you're not your story, knowing you are the life force, the consciousness that animates your story, and you can put any slide in. You're the projector. Put in a new slide. Put in new feelings. Put in, I get to create the experiences I most want to have. Make that your new normal. I'm normalizing that I am amazing at creating the experiences I most want to be living, having. It's experiences, it's not things. It's the people you're with. It's the experiences. It's the context. Those are my thoughts.
That's good. Sue, that's really good. I like that. Okay, I'll tell you what let's do. Since it's Tuesday night, let's see if there are any praise reports that certain individuals may have sent us.
Certain individuals, yes.
Yes, you know who you are.
I was worrying about, I wonder if he's listening right now, Mr. Praise Times 3. I keep my eye out, and sometimes I don't have time to read them, but it's like, where is Pastor Scott? But here he is.
Yay.
Tonight's praise is for the millions of people, and I can see him smiling. Literally, I can see people remotely. Tonight's praise, it's good to hang out with off the beaten path ones, isn't it, Bruce? Tonight's praise is for the millions of Big Call Universe from all over the world who are still hanging on till numbers come out. May they be raised all the days of their lives. Be blessed, Pastor Scott, sent from my iPhone.
Thank you.
And let's go to another one from Ms. Jeannie. I'm going to have a sip of water. Hold on a sec. One moment.
Glug, 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 glug.
It is kind of glug, glug.
Yep.
International Picnic Day, Tuesday, 6/18/24. Picnics are a great way to bring people together for an enjoyable day. Oh, I can just see myself having a picnic. National Garfield the Cat Day, Wednesday, 6/18/2024. He's witty, he's sassy, he's blunt, he's saucy, he's, well, Garfield. Psalms 34:3. I will bless the Lord all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Here are some ways to magnify the Lord. Live in a way that will always glorify God. Wake up and thank Him for three things each day. Praise God when you are happy, Psalm 34. Praise God when you are sad. Thank Jesus for saving you from sin and death. Remember the goodness of God. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, merciful Father, thank you for hearing all our daily prayers and especially ones we request on the big call, verbally or silently, every Thursday, and answering them in your time. Dear Lord, we come to you today with humble hearts and open minds, seeking your mercy and protection. We thank you for your grace and the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We ask that you renew our spirit and fill us with love and grace. We are thankful for the following: the Big Call platform, for all the leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, and Pastor Scott. I'm going to say, hi, GCK, if you're listening. It's been a long time. We did so many world-class presentations. He's such a force. Staying until the 800 numbers, millions of listeners 2 times a week for this RV blessing, for the med beds, Social Security increases, R&R, for continuing to heal Pastor Scott, Bruce, and all the listeners. Let's start each day. Oh, good. She did this for me. I was going to ask Bob my mind was wanting him to research. Thank you, Jeannie. Let's start each day on a positive note and help others do the same. Summer, Thursday, June 20th, 2024, is the summer solstice. I don't know what time it is. I wonder what researcher might be typing in that. What time is the summer solstice on June 20th? No hint there. Fall, September 22nd, 2024. Wow. It's all downhill from here, Bob. Tom, no. I know. Bob is going, it's getting a little bit darker every day, starting on June 20th. In 2024, I can see him smiling right now. The June solstice falls on June. Oh, she did it all at 4:50 p.m. Eastern, which corresponds to June 21 in India. Thank you, Jeannie. So that's a great time to celebrate with awareness. So that's why people that are awake and aware want to know the time, so they can actually move with the energies of light and dark on the planet. Wishing everyone happy and safe travels this summer. May everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation for Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. I like that. Good timing. You forgot Juneteenth, which is tomorrow. Emancipation Proclamation for all. And I think that could be significant for us, you guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue. It's that time again, Sue. I know you've been teaching your latest classes in the latest course that you've put out.
Super Sovereign.
One more class to go.
One more. Super Sovereigns of the Heart, Part 2, which is working on character and the most highly studied research on character strengths. So that's what we've been doing. It's been amazing. And so, you know what I'm going to do to help everybody be grounded and share in what really should be universal wisdom is imagine that we were out in a beautiful space in nature and you had the time. You were nourished by the space you were in with people. It wasn't you know, crowded or busy, and you were in this beautiful, beautiful space out in nature. Just try to imagine what it would be like to be learning about things that are new and meaningful and literally could help you live a much higher quality of life. So right now, because the world is so focused on productivity, profitability, speed, it's all because we're in a for-profit, business's speed, an accelerated, kind of stress-induced space. We've got, literally, according to research from Harvard and another space, we've got people that are suffering and creating, in the United States alone, $120 billion attributed to burnout, and something like, well, it's billions and billions related to stress and disease. And it's all because of this pressure, this unrelenting need to be on with invasive noise and social media and phones. And so what is the antidote? And as I'm saying this to you, as I'm talking to everybody that's listening, let me ask you this. Do you ever have almost a yearning to be more deeply in touch with your ideal rhythm? Like, what would be an ideal way of living for you? What would be an ideal way of moving through life? Have you ever thought about that? Like, how would you be walking with your partner or your husband or wife or your children? What would that look like? What would that feel like? Do you have any idea how you would be feeling or what the rhythm and the pace would be? Why don't you make a promise to yourself to write that down and begin to pay attention to where you feel like you're very satisfied with the way you move through life and life moves through you. When the RV happens, that's really your optimal focus for everything you do is number one. God is your number one priority. So the wisdom of God is going to come through you when you make this space, when you move in a rhythm that is more eternal, that is more adjusted to, you know, different people have different ways of moving. Some people have been conditioned to move really fast, and that's what they think is their kind of standard operating procedure. But why don't you practice just dwelling? What would it be like if I were in, like, my most sublime, beautiful, energized, rhythmic way of living and relating with life? That's your one question. That's my, it's called a pink spoon. It's giving you a taste. And I'm going to ask you a question now. How many of you, when you've got your currency, we're all sitting here, we're all waiting, we're all, you know, people are under pressure. They're under pressure to just You may not even be under pressure, but you want to see this thing completed. You're like, okay, when I can put the lid on this and know it's completed and I've gone to the Redemption Center, I'm going to be fine. But what about, how do you feel about getting a project started and working with new people and learning how to create this ideal day, week, team, people around you, new meaning in life? How many of you feel just a little bit like, no, I don't really have a clue? No, that makes me a little nervous. I've never done that before. No, that's all brand new. Why do you think we wanted to create something that, just like Bob was pointing out with this gentleman, John Assaraf, who is a very well-known manifestation coach, in order for you to create what you really want, you have to have a design. You can kind of figure out the design as you go along, but to have a little bit, okay, instead of saying, oh, I'm just going to go across the country, you want to go, I'm going to stop in this place and this place and this place, and then be open and say, I want to choose these kinds of experiences and these kinds of experiences. That's what we did in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And I'm going to give you a story that we heard about on Monday night. I asked all the people, I asked for stories, and there were great stories, but one story stuck out. This is a gentleman who is like went to an Ivy League college. He's brilliant. He said he never had meditated. We do neuroplastic, which means rewiring your brain, in Christ meditation, and in every class, even in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, you're going to get this ability to quiet your mind, get into your ideal state, remember what it's like to be a child, and create what you want. And this gentleman, Bob, you would have been fascinated. He said, you know, it's really interesting. This is what I noticed. He's a quantum physicist, a new business developer. I mean, just genius guy. And he said, I took on a new project. It's way over my head. It's all brand new. But instead of plowing through it or forcing through it, I broke it down. I was watching myself break it down into chunks, and it was like coming out of nowhere, and I was able to manage all this new material, and it became easy. Now, this is a guy, you guys, that is so brilliant, so smart, that like some of the wealthiest people have asked him to come to dinner and hear, and he's saying that what he got from our neuroplastic Christ-based meditation made it so much easier for him to be successful in something new. So here's my question to you. Would you like to take this next phase and make it easier so that your higher mind in Christ is guiding you through, this isn't just information, this is meditating on Christ and going deep so that that part of you that is so much smarter and brighter can guide you. Would that be helpful to you? Because unfortunately, we're not going to do the bundles when this finishes. So this is my last question. Think of a successful experience from your life How do you want to expand on that when you go into your new life? And if you want to expand on it, and you want to have people that say they would have paid $1 million for the information that's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, because it makes it so clear, so easy. You heard about a gentleman that's just coming out of one of our classes. Is it worth it to you to be at peace and have ease and have an understanding of what's coming so that you feel you don't have, it's called anticipatory anxiety. If you don't have an idea of what's coming, you can get what is called anticipatory anxiety. And all you have to do is listen to one class a week. And you'll be like helping yourself easily, gently, and strongly prepare for your new life. So the Golden Wisdom Bundle, all you need to do, and I'm going to ask Bruce to really strengthen it with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because I have a feeling after tomorrow it may not be available. If you would like it, if you'd like to be supported by it, if I have ever offered you any sense of calm or grace or confidence, or let your body tell you, because you can tell by how you're resonating to what I say. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. Put your name, your telephone number, and that you're willing to just, it takes a minute to get Cash App if you don't have it. We're only doing Cash App, and we will get that out to you tomorrow. I have a sense that tomorrow's kind of our last shot at this. And feel my words. Feel if it's coming from my heart to yours. And if it wasn't designed with everything that could be put into it to make this an easy, smooth, well-being and confidence-building transition for you. That is our purpose. That's why it's filled with golden wisdom. And that is what I have to share for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. A wonderful segment. And I think it's really important that anybody that doesn't have the Golden Wisdom Bundle go ahead and take advantage of this, because I think our time is short for offering it. I really do. Well, thank you very much, Sue, and I will reiterate it in my Intel segment. So, Bob, as we have made it past the halfway point of the month, how's everything going from our sale point of view on Boomer Boost at 30% off? And what do you have in the way of testimonials and research you can bring to us tonight?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Bruce. It is halfway through, and lots of people have been taking advantage of getting their Boomer Boost on sale. It's been 30% off, and it's really feels good to see how many people are taking advantage of that, knowing how good it is for people. So I'll just put it that way. But we do have a number of testimonials that came in just, you know, since the last call. And this one is about the total health system with the probiotics. And this lady says, I've been using these products for years now, and I can't go without them. They're super nourishing, and my bowels are excellent. Best product out there. Yes, great. I like it when people aren't shy about telling what's going on.
Yeah, really.
So here's another one about collagen And this person says, my skin is beautiful and my nails and hair are great. No more hair shedding since I started with the collagen. Thank God. Then this one is about our lignans. This product is awesome. I'm in my 70s and I've been taking these lignans since they were introduced. I've not had any hot flashes. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
And this came in just about 20 hours ago. A man that says, this Good Night formula is great. I've been using it for 10 months, and I'm very satisfied. I go to sleep easily, and I know it definitely has been helping. Then this one is came around the same time. It's about the dynamic combo, which is Boomer Boost and Barley. I've been on the Boomer Boost for 2 years, and I do feel so much better. I added the barley 18 months ago, and the combo really works great. I feel darn good for age 75.
Wow. That's terrific.
And those are the new testimonials. And, Bruce, this is not a research study, but it kind of started as research, and it ended up as a book that was written by a doctor out in California whose name is Heather Sandison, S-A-N-D-I-S-O-N. And her book is called Reversing Alzheimer's, The New Toolkit to Improve Cognition and Protect Brain Health. And this lady is really interesting. She's the founder of a health clinic in San Diego. It's called SoulSeer, S-O-L-C-E-R-E. They say it's a premier brain optimization clinic. And she also founded a residential care facility called Marama, M-A-R-A-M-A, the first residential memory care facility to have the goal of returning cognitively declined residents to independent living. And isn't that interesting? Usually if someone goes to assisted living or a nursing home because they have Alzheimer's, no one's really has a goal of getting them out of that facility and returning them home, right? But this lady has that as her goal. You've got to really give her a lot of credit. To talk about a visionary, right? And one of the chapters in her book is all about exercise and physical activity. And she goes into a lot of detail about why exercise is so good for you, but one of the main things is blood flow from exercise that delivers more oxygen and nutrients to your brain while also flushing out the waste products. And exercise also strengthens your heart and your whole cardiovascular system, which improves your blood flow. And it's also really powerful just in the sense that when you exercise, you're giving a positive stress to your body, and as your body breaks down a little under the exercise and all this circulation is fostered, you come back stronger, including your brain becomes more resilient and comes back stronger when you exercise. And it's also a really great stress reducer, including when you exercise, you have a lot less cortisol, and it also improves your sleep, which is a really important aspect to dementia care, and it's it improves cell signaling all throughout your body, and including in your brain. And there's a class of cytokines they call exerkines, which are specific cytokines that are secreted, and they're proven to have neuroprotective effects. So she talks about the different types of exercise, including aerobic exercise and strength training, and one in particular that they call dual task training, which means that while you're exercising, you do something with your mind at the same time. So she says, you know, maybe you could, while you're walking outside, you can listen to a book on tape where you're learning a new language or something like that that it challenges your mind, and then stop every few minutes and review what it was that you learned and see if you can remember what it was that you learned. And then goes into a little bit more sophisticated types of exercise. There's one called contrast oxygen therapy, which you kind of have to go to a center that has one of these devices, and it, you know, basically increases and decreases the amount of oxygen you have available while you're exercising, and it really makes your capillaries expand and gives you really tremendous blood flow. And her book is filled with all kinds of other strategies and advice, and I'm going to definitely get it and read it. And also, just to say, you know, Bruce, this lady says that, you know, exercise is so important for not only people with dementia, but people with all manner of physical problems. And she said, what if we could just create exercise in a bottle and give it to everybody? It would prevent almost every disease. That's how important it is. And so I think that one of the things people need to keep in mind is, you, if you're going to go and exercise, you have to know what to do, but you also have to have the energy to do it. And with our Boomer Boost on sale right now, Bruce, that's the thing that can do it for you. And if that will give you the energy you need, get your Gladiator Barley. That's going to help you to build more muscular endurance and to build more muscular strength. We just got a report today, Bruce, from a woman whose mom is in her 90s and she has dementia. And she started giving her mom Boomer Boost and Barley, and she got a lot better. And then the family had to go away for some reason, and they weren't able to care for the mom, who lives in a nursing home. And for a couple of weeks, they weren't able to give her the same products. And when they came back, she had declined again. But now that they're back helping her, she's getting better again. And now the staff at the nursing home are really recognizing, you know, that this is what it was that was helping her. And literally, that was a conversation that was just had today. I think that as people really start to, you know, start to take seriously what Dr. Sanderson is saying, that maybe, you know, this Alzheimer's is not really a death sentence. Maybe with her types of interventions and proper nutrition and nootropics and myotrol and, you know, a circulation mat that's putting out a pulsed electromagnetism and new red light therapies that we know are about to be FDA approved for treating Alzheimer's disease, you know, from a company called Just Light. And I think that in the very near future, you're going to see treatment centers, residential centers, home health agencies that will take advantage of all of these things and more. Right? Imagine when the med beds come and be able to kind of turn the tables on dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, and say, all right, this is what's starting to happen. Let's go ahead and do this. And, you know, just recently, Bruce, and I'll talk about this on another call if we have one, there's a new biomarker for Alzheimer's disease that's showing up much, much earlier. And it's the presence in your cerebral spinal fluid of the volume of irisin, a bioactive compound. And people that are susceptible to Alzheimer's or are at the beginning stages have very low levels of irisin. And the person that sent this study to me was Eric Kurtz, the inventor of Myotrol, because part of what Myotrol does is increase levels of irisin. And there's going to be more and more of these discoveries, opportunities for people to have new interventions to help with not only dementia, including Alzheimer's, but many other diseases as well. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, Bruce. And I'm going to get a copy of that book, and maybe we can talk about some more of the chapters at another time. And that's it, Bruce, if you want to...
That was it.
If you want,
yeah.
That was it. Yep.
I think that's it, Bob. That's great. What's our time hack?
It is 6 minutes after 10.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, that was thorough. I like that. And let's take a look now. Thank you very much for that segment, Bob. Let's take a look and see where that puts us tonight. And there's some interesting information that we found today and yesterday, but primarily today. And where we stand right now is some of the Redemption Center people that we know they have a job to put in the new quantum financial system codes into the computer. And we know that they had entered codes in the last couple of days, and the codes came back. You're going to need to re-enter them. In other words, it wasn't taking, it wasn't receiving the codes, and was sending back an email. Then it ends up today that, okay, let's put the codes in again today by 10:30 in the morning, and then see what happens. See whether it takes or whether you get an email back. Well, of the three codes that were entered, one was received and two were sent emails back. And the emails that were sent back were on Iraq, and one was on the rupiah. And the reason was, I believe, they didn't state this, but I believe we had been told, you guys remember, that we thought the Iraqi budget for 24 had been put in the Gazette last Saturday. Well, we came to find out it was not in the Gazette last Saturday. But one of our strong sources in Iraq said he was told by the Prime Minister of Iraq that it would go into the Gazette tomorrow, which is Wednesday. And I thought, okay, that's good. So the fact that we get an email back at the Redemption Center saying, nope, not yet, there's still something with Iraq, tells me that is probably because the budget has not yet been put into the Gazette, and therefore the rate would not be seen in the Gazette, and so on. So that even though Iraq is trading up the value of the dinar. They really were not quite at the position of locking in that rate for us. Now, cut to Afghanistan. That situation requires a rate, and it requires a rate that is solid for the rates to lock in. We anticipate tomorrow, we've been told, that the redemption centers will enter those three codes no later than 10:15 in the morning tomorrow. By 10:15, they get entered, and then we'll see if all three codes take. And the theory is that they should. We'll have all three to be received, and we should get back solid screen rates on the bank screens, on the redemption center screens is what we're talking about, on redemption center screens, which will indicate a solid tradable currency, exchangeable. So that's exciting for us. That really is. And then we've also heard from another source that unless there's a false flag event tomorrow, which we don't anticipate, but if there were, that could gum up the works. But otherwise, if there's no false flag event, we're going to be in the midst of it tomorrow. I think that means notifications to bondholders and to us, and quite possibly the start of exchanges to us tomorrow afternoon, evening. We could actually do both. Now, we'll have to see what happens, obviously, to see what manifests, but I really think, based on the information that we've had in the last few days and the fact that we're lined up and ready to go, I believe they're ready for this thing to go. It's interesting that it would reveal on Juneteenth, our Declaration of Emancipation Proclamation, freedom for all. It's Freedom Day. And that's how we have to look at this tomorrow. So we had had very, you know, decent rates showing up on the screens. We've had them trading up. We've had green lights flashing. You know, we've had certain people from Wells Fargo give the green light to go ahead and enter those codes. That was positive. And I really think now we're finally coming down to the point where when those codes are entered in the morning by 10:15 a.m., we could quite easily get solid rates and get emails coming from Wells Fargo that we can receive and set with the toll-free number in it and set our appointments for tomorrow and beyond. So that's exciting. That's exciting, and that's what I believe we should be anticipating. So that's really most of what it is I'd like to say. I would say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's time to be serious about the Golden Wisdom Bundles that Sue is offering. Quite possibly this is it. This is quite possibly the last offering of it. They're so strong, those classes that you can listen to at your own pace are just exactly what you need to get everything ready for you to go about taking advantage of the blessing for the first 6 months to a year as you venture into your new world. Highly recommend that you take advantage of it. The Golden Bundle 300 is $300. It is five courses, valued at $550. And it's designed for you to take advantage of this thing one class at a time. Just listen at your own leisure and enjoy the meditation, enjoy the laughter, enjoy the group dynamic of the pod, enjoy Sue leading, teaching, leading, and everybody's input. It's like a real group session that you'll be able to listen to and be part of. You'll find yourself immersed, totally immersed in the pod and being one with the pod and everything that Sue's teaching. Highly recommend it. Be highly useful for you for the first 6 months to a year, easily, of your new life. I want everybody to take advantage of it by sending Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. The subject line, just put Golden Bundle 300. And in the body of the email, just say, I either have or will obtain Cash App. Put your name and your phone number in the email so Sue can text you if she needs to. But the information will come to you as emails. You'll get it by email, and then you'll be able to download and play it. Play these sessions over and over for as long as you need. But that's what I wanted to bring to you tonight. Stay with Bob on his sale for Boomer Boost at 30% off until further notice. Continue that. That's been really good. I took advantage of that a few days ago. And so I'm going to recommend everybody do that. But make sure, if you haven't picked up the Golden Wisdom Bundle, that you go ahead and get it tonight. Send Sue an email tonight, and she'll do her very best to get that out to you tomorrow. Because we're anticipating kind of a big day. Well, it's like one of the sources said, we don't have a false flag event. Tomorrow, we're going to be right smack dab in the midst of it. Everything happening. Bondholders, us, intermediaries, everybody getting paid out. Okay? The latest thing I had was R&R is still coming this month. I can't speak to the increase in social, though. That has not been absolutely confirmed. So, everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you Thursday, unless these numbers have manifested, and we have them. Otherwise, everybody have a great night, and we'll see you on the other side. Make sure that you have registered to receive the toll-free numbers. Once we get them, we're going to send them out to everybody that's registered on BigCallUniverse.com. Make sure of that. And by the way to get into Bob's website is go to BigCallUniverse.com. And when you get on my site, at the top you'll see a banner that says Boomers. And you click on that banner, it's a direct link to Bob's website. That's where you'll go in. You'll see the products that are on sale. You'll see everything at the bottom, at the footer of the page. And you'll be able to see the links, everything that you can click on for podcasts and YouTube broadcasts, etc. So, start doing that. Take advantage of those resources. And make sure you get in touch with Sue on those golden bundles. 300. Extremely good value. So take advantage of it. Cash App is the way to go on that. So, otherwise, let's see what happens tomorrow. I'm expecting some big things. Everybody have a great night tonight. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done in our lives to take us to this point. Thank you for this incredible blessing that's coming to us. Thank you for the witty inventions you've given us and the ideas for our projects. Thank you for everything that we have, everything that you've blessed us with and continue to bless us with daily. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.